Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. What's up? It's Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And guess what? This is Mark Menard coming at you live from my new studio. That's right. The new studio is done. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. Shout out to Mark Grievous, Prophecy, Ohio's number one hip-hop artist 3 years in a row, who helped work for weeks setting this studio up in our new house. Also, this is really all kinds of awesome. Everyone's streaming through Facebook Live. Hello, what's up? This is cool. We're doing the live show. Anyone that's listening to the podcast on iTunes or on any other platform, check out in the show notes and you'll see how you can also watch us live through Facebook, and we'll have a chance to answer your comments or questions on air, as well as, that's my little drum roll sound, we're going to start taking call-ins. That's right. You can start calling in with your questions and we'll answer them live on air. So check that link out. But listen, everyone, today's show is going to be phenomenal. We're diving into something. Over the next couple of months, we're really going to be talking about what it takes. What's the difference between what makes someone successful, someone that wins, that's a champion in the long run, for someone who's not? We're going to be discussing a lot of that. I'm going to be breaking down the momentum theory by my man Dave Ramsey through Entree Leadership. I'm going to be talking about persistence, diving into principles versus process and why that's a game changer, which will make or break your company on every level. And I'm going to give you guys a little flavor before we dive deep into everything from our upcoming event. That's right. We're doing our official live event kicking off in Boston, Unlock Your Potential. It's going to be mind-blowing. I'm going to have the link to get your tickets. The venue we have, it's the Royale in Boston. It's incredible. I mean, like, it looks like a concert / VIP studio. There's only 1,500 seat spots available. We're combining music with speaking. I have my man Dan Waldschmidt, the Billion Dollar Deer Maker, speaking with us. Greg Walker, aka the Big Dreamer. My man Fernando. Everyone who's overcome adversity, sharing real talk, bringing in music. Here's a little teaser of what's to come.
I used to be so paralyzed by fear. And don't get me wrong, I still battle it every day. But I've learned to change my mindset on what fear really is. You have to understand, it's just a feeling. I was allowing it to hold me back with a victim mindset. And I'm telling you, I'm proof that you can do it, but you have to do it afraid. The only way to become phenomenal is you have to go through terrible.
You're gonna get hit in the face, you're gonna get smacked. Life is gonna push you down, but if you do not quit, listen, pain is temporary. You're gonna get hit, but if you quit, it will last a lifetime.
You have potential right now. You might not be using it to the full extent. Own the rest of your life.
Bam! That's just a little teaser. There's going to be a video made for that. My man Fernando is going to be coming in. Unlock Your Potential. Click the link, get your tickets. The Royale in Boston, July 15th. It's going to be literally a game. We're changing the game on how live events are done. Trust me, be there. Boom. That's it. So here we go. Here we go. And what's up, everyone from Facebook? Welcome to Elevating Beyond Podcast. We're streaming live here, bringing the live stream into the podcast experience. Conjoining you with the world, we just found out that we have hit 10 million downloads globally. That's blowing my mind. So again, I told everyone on iTunes, all other platforms, listening to the podcast on audio only, I'm going to have the link where you can start tuning in on the Facebook part of the show. That way you can interact, post your questions live, and we're going to start taking some live call-ins. So those of you that have questions and stuff, I have a special number. I'll be sending it out. You'll be calling in. But I just want to dive right into this next session of the Momentum Theorem and why this is so important to you. And I'll be jumping on and checking out everyone's comments. Charles, what's up, my man? The Momentum Theorem. Look, you guys can see this. Dave Ramsey wrote out this awesome little equation. And basically what it says is, this is the truth to success. Focused intensity over time multiplied by God equals unstoppable momentum. I'm going to say that one more time. Focused intensity over time multiplied by God equals unstoppable momentum. That's what it's all about. And he talks about some amazing examples in here throughout his book for each one too, like the intensity part. Like he says, the F stands for focus in the equation. And he talks about an NFL player that Dave Ramsey ran into. And he told me this story personally, even when I met up with Dave Ramsey and his team years ago at the Entree Leadership event. And he was saying, look, I'm reading this from his book, but Dave told us he was speaking to an NFL rookie camp and afterward got talking to a veteran player, one of the league's best wide receivers. The actual physical intelligence of an NFL player is amazing. Those men can do things with their bodies and a football in a nanosecond that literally blows your mind. I never realized this fact watching them on TV, but standing on the sidelines and watching the game up close, it's amazingly fast and violent. What I didn't grasp was that the NFL quarterback wanted to be, if an NFL quarterback wanted, he could total your car with a football. Wow. His speed and accuracy is scary, and he does it all while another man the size of a Kia is trying to kill him. This is what Dave Ramsey uses, is that focused intensity. So I asked this veteran wide receiver a factious question. How is it that you get paid $10 million a year to do just one thing, catch a football? And then sometimes, why do you drop it? You're getting paid $10 million a year to do one thing, catch a football. How come sometimes we've seen it where boom, it hits them right in the numbers and they drop it? Dave Ramsey is saying, how? Then Dave Ramsey said, I smiled, hoping he would let me live. And he smiled back. He told me that if the ball is thrown correctly, there's only one reason that the ball will not be caught. Loss of focus. You guys have to realize how this applies in your marriage, in your business, in your company, in your parenting, in your finances, in any area of your life. He told me that players lose focus for a lot of reasons off the field. But in the moment of the game, there are only two primary reasons they lose their focus and drop the ball. The first reason they lose focus is fear. That's right, the F word. We talk about it all the time, fear. Fear actually causes you to lose focus. The same applies to you and me. Fear will cause you to lose focus every time because you are looking at all the potential for failure instead of concentrating on the success. It was hard for me to imagine this specimen of a man before me afraid of anything, but he was. He explained to me that when the announcer says he heard footsteps, that statement is not a metaphor. When a 310-pound man is chasing you with world-class speed, you literally hear footsteps that signal huge amounts of pain will follow. I mean, really imagine that. See, we love to judge other people without walking a mile in their mindset, but imagine you're a wide receiver on the field. You're about to catch in the NFL a ball and you just hear boom, boom, like the ground shaking, knowing you're going to get hit, but you have to still stay focused on making that catch. So that's what he's talking about. He said that signal of impending pain generates actual fear, which can cause you to lose focus and drop a ball. Even if you're paid $10 million to do one thing, catch a football, even when it hits you dead in the numbers, this wide receiver from the NFL is saying that's one of the reasons why they drop it. It's out of fear. The second reason the wide receiver says, I lose focus, is greed. See? So you have to watch out for the F word, fear, and then the G word, greed. That's right. In the case of the football player, he looks at the end zone and has scored in his mind before he actually caught the ball. So when he turns his back to catch, he's too late and misses. Football coaches teach the player to look the ball in, meaning to keep their focus until the catch is made, and then and only then turn their attention to the touchdown. When business people get greedy, they take their eye off the good or off the customer or off whoever they're serving. And they lose focus. Excuse me, one second, everyone. I have to cough. Greed takes you out of the moment and into a sense of celebrating victories that have not been earned. Dancing before you get to the end zone makes you look foolish. Bam. That's from my man Dave Ramsey from Entree Leadership, talking about the momentum theory, about focused intensity. See, it takes both. You can't allow fear to stop you. You have to stay focused, like that wide receiver said, on making the catch. Now you have to have that vision of an end zone. You have to have that dream that keeps you going. That's important. But you can't stay up in the clouds all the time and be greedy and think that you're already there and not get down to ground level and focus on what's right in front of you. Because if you're just up there in the clouds focusing on that end zone, saying, oh, I've already made the touchdown, then the football, bam, just hits you in the back and bounces off. Because you're getting too greedy, you think you've already killed the lion or the dragon or the bear and you're already preparing to eat it. You see, you have to constantly be going back and forth. That's where it takes that focus intensity. And the wide receiver is admitting, we all mess up at times. We all go through fear. That's when it bounces off of us. But here's what I say. We hear it all the time. When you get knocked down, see, what makes a champion isn't just winning, but it's when they get knocked down, like brutally beat down. But also, it's not just getting back up. A lot of people say it's getting back up that matters. That's true. But guess what? You can get back up and be mediocre again, and that doesn't make you a champion. It's when you're willing to get back up, roll your sleeves up, you're bloodied in battle, you're getting up, and then you still have the courage to step back into the ring after you've been knocked down. That's what makes you a champion. You still go back. You don't just get up, but you go back into the ring and you don't give up and you keep challenging yourself to go up and you persevere. And that's that focus intensity. And that's what Dave Ramsey said with the theorem over time. And you got to factor God into the equation. And these are my own words of why I say you factor God in. If your dream isn't so-called impossible, if you can do it by yourself and you don't need God, then it's very mediocre and you're dreaming a very mediocre dream. It's not even a dream. If you need God, if you can't humanly do it yourself and you're saying, God, how am I going to do this? Then it's going to take a miracle. Then you're on your way to making a dream happen. Then God has put something in your heart that he wants to make happen. He's never going to give you something that's easy. So if you have this little mediocre dream that you can just handle it all yourself and you don't get beat down, you don't cry to God, help, then you're not dreaming nearly big enough. I'm telling you. And you're putting your limits on how mighty God is. It's the truth. So that's it right there. That's Dave Ramsey's theorem that he wrote. That's what he said. That's what's got him where he is over 20 years. The momentum theorem, focused intensity over time multiplied by God equals unstoppable momentum. See, everyone wants to get on that train when you have that unstoppable momentum. They think you're an overnight success. But he's talking about he's been doing it for 20 years. And look, I have it here in my book, The Story of You. Bam, we talk about it all the time. The tortoise and the hare. It's the same thing, that focus intensity over time. Every time you read the book, The Tortoise and the Hare, it ends the same way. The tortoise always wins the race. You have to be willing to persevere over time. That's it. It sounds simple, and it is simple, but it's not easy. And that's why you need to realize right now, your circumstances around you, I know they're hard. I know, I get it. Look, I even have something I can play during this part on the podcast and on the show. I know it's hard. And I'm going to answer the question that Trish asked me. She wrote this in. What is your biggest internal struggle, Mark? And how do you deal with it? I'm going to answer that. And I'm going to get into this part right here. I'm going to tell you guys something. This is so important in life. Listen to me. Here we go. That's right. Listen to me. We're getting into it. Yep. Listen. When all hell breaks loose, persist. That's it right there. Persist onward. Listen to me. You're having struggles in your marriage. Persist. You're having struggles with your kids. You're having struggles with your teenagers. Whatever age they are, persist. You're having struggles with that new company you're wanting to start, that book you're wanting to write, that podcast, that speaking you're wanting to do. Persist. Someone just stabbed you in the back. You've been working with someone. You built their trust up. They left you hanging. Persist. That's what I'm telling you. Persist. You're having struggle with finances. I get it. You're struggling. You're struggling. You're in debt. You're sinking. Persist. That's what it takes. Persist. One day, one step at a time. Persist. That's what it takes. When everyone else gives up. When everyone else gives up, persist. Persist. When everyone else gives up, you persist. Don't you give up. And most importantly, don't give up on you. Persist. God did not create you to be mediocre. Persist. That's what it's all about. So I'm going to dive into your question, Trish. I can already answer it right there. That is the answer. I persist. Listen, my biggest internal struggle I battle with is what that wide receiver was talking about, the F word, fear. That's why I speak about it. That's why I have all my guests talk about it. And most of my speaking events, even when I'm talking on leadership and everything else and how I built my team and my company, it still comes down. I talk about the root and the transparency of fear. That's something I've battled my whole life. And you ask me, how do you deal with it? And that's a good way to put it, because I wouldn't ever say that I've complete, that it goes away, because it doesn't. It doesn't ever go away, but I've learned how to recognize it for what it really is and what it isn't. And I've learned how to transform fear into drive. That's right. I've learned how to transform fear to be my weapon to drive me to boom, persist. That's right. That's what I do. See, I have fear. And the first thing I do is when I start hearing these thoughts going on and on in my head and I'm dwelling on something and that fear is coming, I recognize it. That's the first thing to realize that you're dwelling on stuff, because you're never going to just think your way. Overthinking by fear just leads you to paralyzation. So number one, boom, break the cycle. Here's how you break the cycle. Take action. That's right. I say it all the time. I have it here. Take action while you're scared. Do it afraid. That's how I overcome it. That's how I deal with it. You see, you want me to give you the magic answer. Well, I do. The fear goes away and then I do it. No. Nope. The fear doesn't go away. But I take action while I feel afraid. And that makes you become courageous. And that in turn builds your confidence up. So what I've realized is fear is just a feeling. And guess what? Feelings aren't real. Actions are real. And you're in control of your actions. So you have to make a choice. Choose faith or fear. And we all know where fear leads us. It leads us nowhere. It leads us like that wide receiver said, getting paid $10 million, looking like a fool when the football hits you in the numbers. And boom, because you're so scared of that dude that's going to hit you. And you should be scared, but you still shouldn't let it stop you from going after that ball, catching it, and making that touchdown. And doing the dream that God put in your heart. That's right. See, fear won't ever go away. And being a man of faith, I have to realize, you ask me about God and faith, and I talk about my faith all the time, but I don't do it in a wishy-washy type way. I tell people, they're getting it twisted. Like when you accept Jesus in your heart, he says, I have not given you a spirit to be timid or of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So if you don't believe that, if you don't believe in yourself, now that Christ is in you, if you don't believe that you have that power, then that's like slapping God in the face. That's like saying your son died for me for nothing. That's right. Because he died, and when he died on the cross, his Holy Spirit became the entity that came and put that power in you. So when I feel afraid, I know that I'm not counting on me. I'm counting on Christ's power within me. And that makes me unstoppable. That's the game changer right there. That's why my faith gets me through everything. Look, there's times where I cry myself to sleep and I can't share struggles I'm going through with everyone, but I always can bring them to God. And like I said, I get knocked down and you get back up and you persist. One other thing I do is I read the story behind the story of successful people, the real story. Like Martin Luther King, for example. If you really, really dive deeper into the biography, you'll realize how much turmoil he was going through as he was starting his movement. Not by all the people around him, not by the KKK, by his own people, by his own team. There was so much internal conflict going on. One said, I don't want you to talk about this. I want you to talk about that. One said, what do you think you're doing? You can't go out there and do this speech about this and this movement. You're going to screw everything up. We want, and everyone's pulling them in different directions. And Martin Luther King said, and his head leader said, they realized they couldn't wait for the conflict to diminish to continue going after their purpose. So that's right. People are waiting for that conflict to go away. For those perfect conditions that don't exist. And what he realized was he had to keep going after his dream, even though there was conflict around him everywhere. That's part of it. And then as he continued to rise up, somehow they continued to do it one day, one step at a time, because he persisted. They persevered. And then over time, they started to unify. But you see, the enemy loves division. He loves to divide people with the little things so he can kill the unity, because he knows there's power in unity. And that's how we change lives. That's how we change the world, one mindset at a time. That's right. So look, the next thing I want to talk about here is principles versus process. This is something very important. And I'm getting ready to wrap the show up with this one, and I'm going to look for other questions coming soon. But this is very important, principles versus process. This is out of my man, Dave Ramsey's Entre Leadership book. I have my own style of it too, and I've worked it on my team for years. Some people can get so caught up in the policies or in what the norm is or in what everyone else is telling them to do. And they can start worshiping mediocrity and staying in their comfort zone. And you have to realize you have to continue to innovate, to elevate. But you can't change your principles along the way. And Dave Ramsey says it best, processes change, principles don't. He says, when you identify your values and state them clearly, it helps ease decision-making. I am talking about principles that we stand on. These principles are immovable. We will not change the fact that we do business by the golden rule. We don't change principles. People who change their values, their ethics, are not trustworthy and should be avoided. They have what we call situational ethics. Their ethics change to fit the situation. Stay far away from those people. And if that person's you, you better check yourself. Be careful not to confuse processes with principles, though. Process is simply a method or a way of doing things. It's like companies, they get so caught up on policies and procedures. I own a company I built from the ground up. We have almost 20 employees, 20 team members. We have policies and procedures. We have to keep creating new ones over the years. But what's important is you have to be able to explain the why behind them. And also, you need to be continuing to change and innovate and elevate. And that goes with yourself and every area of life and your faith and your marriage and your parenting and your success. It's a lifelong journey. But your principles shouldn't change. They should remain to be a man or a woman of good character. Don't compromise your ethics. You can elevate the right way. But this is what he says. I just mentioned it. Process is simply a method or a way of doing things. Sometimes organizations, they get confused and stick by the letter of the law rather than the spirit of the law. People who never change the process, who worship processes, are called bureaucrats. That's right. If your team can't explain why you do something, you are filling your building full of bureaucrats, and you've sown the beginning seed of your destruction. That's what Dave Ramsey says. He calls it the sacred cow. He says if we hear the sacred cow, like they're worshiping the cow in the hallway, mooing, we try to have him shot. We do not allow the answer because we have always done it that way. That's why we do it. That is never a reason to keep doing something. Never. If we have always done it that way, it is in keeping with our values, then we need to explain that to our new team member so they know for the next time the why, what the call will be, but more importantly, why we made that call or that decision. Look at, as you guys continue to go after your dream, this happened to me. I had to battle the state. I was 26 when I went to open DreamShine, one of the first companies of its type to serve individuals with special needs. And there's billions of dollars of funding that comes throughout the state, and the state and the counties own all their own programs. So I was one of the first to do it my own way, which was a much better way, because I wanted to create a place where individuals with special needs had options and they weren't stuck in these horrible warehouses that were institutionalized and disgusting and sad and depressing. And guess what? I got threatening phone calls at the state level when I was 26 telling me I'll never make it, to give up. They said, we've been doing it this way for 50 some odd years. This is the way it's always gonna be. This is the way it always will be, Mark. We need you to stop this now and give up. What does that sound like? They're worshiping the process. They're worshiping the policies, the old way. They were afraid of change. You can't be afraid of it. And it's okay if you feel the fear, but you can't let it stop you. Now, 10 years later, DreamShine has continued to grow through hell and back. We have a beautiful 2.5-acre campus. Now, I have my book, the podcast, I'm speaking everywhere. But as we finally hit 10 years, we've had to battle at every level. Finally, high up officials at the state are recognizing DreamShine, and they've appointed me to be the chair that they want me to help mediate at the federal level and the state level, to be one of the programs that they're seeing innovates and where they want to see the other ones moving towards our direction. But you see, persist. This took 10 years. I remember 2 years in thinking, why can't they just connect with me and get me to help speak with them at the federal level? It didn't happen that way. You have to persist, and you have to have a why that's bigger than you, and you can't just be greedy. If you're thinking, I only want to do this for the money, money's important. But it's not going to be enough to keep you when you get knocked down and you're wondering, how, God, am I going to do this? When your passion runs out and you're not feeling like it, you have to have a why that's bigger than you. And that's another important thing that I do when I feel like things are so hard. Going back to your question, Trisha, my biggest internal struggle, how do I overcome with it? I have a why list that I make, and I write down, if I were to give up, how many people would be affected? And you think about not just you, but everyone else, when your dream manifests, as your marriage continues to grow, as you continue to parent those children, as you continue to grow in faith, as you continue to create that company, write that book, if you were to give up, how many lives would be affected? And you make a list. If I would have given up years ago, I wouldn't be right here talking to all of you. I wouldn't have 20 people on my team, on the dream team, we call them, and all their amazing families. We serve over 50 individuals with special needs, and all their families are involved. If I would have given up, none of that would have happened. I have my own family. I have my beautiful wife. We have our 5 kids. We have our house we live in. We have them in the best schools because we've continued to work so hard and persist and not give up. So your why has to be bigger than you. You can't just be focused on greed. So that's it, everyone. The last thing I want to talk about, here we go. I gave a little sample earlier in the show. Earlier in the show of Elevating Beyond, baby. Wasn't on the live stream, but we had it in the show. Unlock your potential. This event is coming up, our live event. Boom. I'm going to post the link on the show notes. It's in Boston, July 15th. You are going to want to be there. Everyone watching on the Facebook stream, you can see some of these pictures. We rented out one of the dopest venues I've ever seen for a speaking event. It's like this amazing club they have where they have like different musicians and everyone. So we have a whole VIP stage. We have a whole place set up for this event. And it's going to be mind-blowing. We're changing the game with it. I have my man Greg Walker, aka the Big Dreamer, speaking. Myself, I'm going to be speaking a lot on the F word, on fear. My man Fernando Salto, he dropped out of school in 10th grade. The odds were against him. He ended up opening his own company. He was a janitor. They all counted him out. He ended up being a janitor who learned how to open his own janitorial company, grew one of the largest ones in Boston, then became a best-selling author, then a publisher, then a speaker, then a producer. That's right, real talk. My man Dan Waldschmidt, the billion-dollar dude who's going to be co-hosting future shows with me, has the international bestseller Edgy Conversations. Wall Street called him Boy Wonder. At age 26, he had helped make $60 million. But also, he has another side of the story. He was about to commit suicide because his marriage was a wreck. And he talks about how he changed all that around and discovered the significance in success. He's the real deal. Dan Waldschmidt, unlock your potential. All of us are coming together for this live event, July 15th. Get your tickets. This is one you're going to want to be at in person. We're intertwining the experience. We have the show. We're having live music. We're all going to be there. We have VIP, where we have a special VIP room where you can get the tickets, spend time with us, and you have your own VIP seating up in a section. You have your own waiter up there, or waitress. It's phenomenal. So check out our live event, Unlock Your Potential. I'll have the link on Facebook Live and here in iTunes. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Pop your questions in the comments. I'll get to them on the next episode. And here's how we do it. Never settle. I'm going to throw this in. Persist. Never settle. Persist. And keep elevating beyond.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details. Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.